This is the parallax for Saturday, March 14, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with the Middle East conflict now entering its third week. President Trump announced Friday that U.S. Central Command conducted what he described as one of the most powerful bombing raids in the history of the Middle East, targeting military sites on Iran's Karg Island, which handles between 80 and 90% of Iran's crude oil exports. Trump warned that additional strikes could target Iranian oil infrastructure if Tehran continues blocking energy flows through the Strait of Hormuz. The framing of this operation varies significantly across outlets. Bloomberg and Fox News emphasized Trump's language about the military success of the strike, with Fox reporting that the U.S. obliterated the targets. Al Jazeera, meanwhile, focuses on Iran's response. Tehran has threatened to reduce any U.S.-linked oil facilities to a pile of ashes if energy infrastructure is attacked. Washington Examiner describes Karg Island as Iran's oil lifeline, while Zero Hedge highlights the broader risk to energy assets across the region. The immediate consequence is clear. Global oil prices have surged above $100 per barrel, the highest level in more than 3 years. And the Trump administration has begun releasing 86 million barrels from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to stabilize markets. Goldman Sachs is projecting these supply disruptions will persist for at least 3 weeks. Turning to the diplomatic front, there are signs of potential negotiation. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel confirmed Friday that his government has entered talks with the Trump administration aimed at finding solutions through dialogue. The announcement comes as Cuba faces critical fuel shortages after Venezuelan oil supplies were cut off, with the country warning that crude oil and diesel stockpiles will run dry by month's end. Fox News frames this as an admission of crisis, while the BBC emphasizes Cuba's pivot toward dialogue despite the oil blockade. Zero Hedge highlights the structural fuel emergency driving these negotiations. On the home front, a federal judge dealt a significant blow to the Trump administration's efforts to pressure the Federal Reserve. Chief Judge James Boasberg on Friday rejected Department of Justice subpoenas seeking records from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, ruling that the administration provided essentially zero evidence to justify the investigation. The judge accused officials of improper motives to pressure the central bank into cutting interest rates. How outlets covered this decision reveals the political divide. NPR and The Guardian emphasized the judge's finding of an improper campaign to pressure the Fed, a direct threat to central bank independence. Bloomberg and Axios simply report the subpoenas were rejected. The ruling prevents what Powell had previously described as a threat to the Fed's autonomy from becoming a criminal investigation into the institution itself. That's the parallax for Saturday, March 14, 2026. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.